This is KERA News. Americans with a lot of money are often praised as hard workers, but is it really that simple? On a recent episode of Think, Chris Boyd talked with journalist Bryce Covert about how accumulating wealth sometimes has very little to do with a good work ethic.
Americans overall work longer, we work harder than people in just about every other industrialized country. How did that become part of our national culture?
I think it's really baked in from the very beginning. The American dream is this idea that I think these days is more myth than reality, that in this country you can work hard, and if you do, you know, you can rise as high as you want to go based on your own work ethic. And we like to tell that story from the very beginning. You know, the founding fathers are venerated for being entrepreneurial, the pioneers who went out west for plotting that course and, you know, working hard to expand the country. And those stories tend to leave out the people whose backs upon which this country was made, you know, African slaves, the Native Americans from whom we took most of this land.
Let's talk about the present day. I mean, wealthy people obviously don't have the power to keep people in bondage to do the work that makes their money. But just about anybody who has some wealth can make more money passively through interest, through investments, that sort of thing. Our culture celebrates that as like a really smart thing to do.
Yeah, and I think we go even further and sort of create this halo around the rich that tells the story that if you have money, therefore you must have done something to deserve it. You must have worked hard. There must be something even good about you that merits that money, and we should therefore venerate you without necessarily questioning, you know, what privileges did that person start out with? What advantages were they able to take along the way? And are there other people who work equally as hard or more hard who don't have those advantages and so therefore haven't been able to accumulate the same kind of wealth?
You note that the president on multiple occasions has kind of scoffed at multi-generational poverty, but rarely notes that he sits comfortably in the middle of a chain of multi-generational wealth. Like his father's money helped make his wealth possible.
Trump likes to tell a story that he is a self-made man. He calls his initial $1 million loan from his father small, says that he built what he built by himself working hard. Even if you accept that a $1 million loan might be small, it's actually not even at all the extent of the help that he got from his father along the way. The New York Times did a really great deep dive into how his empire was built on his father's money. He got at least over $400 million from his father, 295 different streams of revenue that his father Fred created for his son Donald Trump. These are the ways in which not only can money beget money when you invest it, but then wealth begets wealth when you hand it down to your children, particularly if you are able to shield it from taxes and it just continues to sort of grow and pass on without any cut for the rest of us to put back into the shared general pot.
I think some people listening will say, look, there's a difference between making money passively from one's own wealth and receiving money from government assistance programs, which is to say passive income doesn't seem to cost society anything.
We've always had some sort of wealth tax in this country because we had this idea that we did not want an aristocracy. And yet we've whittled that away. These days, very few people face paying the estate tax. And in fact, the Republicans in their signature tax overhaul made sure even fewer people have to pay it. And when we allow that to happen, we are starving the government from funds, and we are allowing this upper class to amass more and more wealth that is then not circulating to the rest of us. It is not helping anyone but the people who hold on to it.
When passive income is reported for taxation, it's often taxed at lower rates than income from work.
We think most working people about income is coming from the work that we do every day when we get up 9 to 5. Wealthier people tend to have a lot more of their income come from having invested it in something. And those returns face a lower rate of taxation than do the taxes that you and I pay on the money we make at work.